Author, actress, fashion designer, and heiress, Gloria Vanderbilt, died this morning at the age of 95. I only met her once, in 1994, when she wrote a fact-based novel about a young woman who had been murdered in 1931. The book was called The Memory Book of Star Faithful. I found Gloria Vanderbilt to be a very charming and elegant lady, and a fascinating interview.
It is based on historical facts. It's based on a true story, which fascinated me when I first saw Star Faithful's photograph many, many years ago when I was a teenager. And there was something about her that just drew me into her psyche, and I felt that I knew this person. And I cut the picture out, and I thought about her over the years. And I always knew I was going to write about her. And what fascinated me, first of all, it's still a mystery of how she died. She was found on a beach on a June morning in 1931, this beautiful girl. And then the police found a diary that she'd written. And in the diary, it revealed over and over again the initials AJP kept going through the diary. And AJP, as it turned out, was the mayor of Boston, who had started this relationship with her when she was 11 and ended when she was 19. And it's such a complicated story, and it's so difficult to understand how something like this could have happened. But if you understand this girl, and if you know where she was coming from, how she was, how her self-esteem was so low, and how she needed somebody that she could look up to, and how this thing really started as an innocent game with someone who she respected so much. And then, of course, later on, when she got older, they would go on trips together. They went on trips to Europe together. Now, this, of course, we must remember, was 1917, 1819. Today, it, of course, couldn't happen. But her mother encouraged this relationship, and also Mrs. Peters pretended that it wasn't happening. And it was really, this girl is so beautiful and so intelligent and so exasperating at times because she is so full of promise. And as I was writing the book, I kept thinking it has to come out differently because she did want to make something of her life. And she really did. And she tried and she tried. But her life had really been destroyed by this relationship, which also is a love story. That's why it makes it so complicated.
See, I did wonder about that, because I often ask novelists if they know ahead of time how the book is going to end. And as often as not, they don't. Just start a story, and wherever it goes, it goes.
But that's true.
But when you've got historical fact, I mean, Star Faithful did die.
Yes.
At age 25. You
yes.
know that. That's
yes.
a fact. You know exactly how the story is going to end.
Yes.
Must be very frustrating if somewhere along the way you want to take it in a really different direction.
Well, it was, because I kept trying to, she kept trying to find role models because she didn't have any. Her mother, who was there but was very ambitious and was the kind of woman who knew the price of everything and the value of nothing. And then her father was not there, and she didn't have any role models, so she kept trying to find them in books she'd read, like Elsie Dinsmore, which was a very popular book of the day, and then Pilgrim's Progress. She tried to find reality, and she tried to find something she could believe in that, and then she would read these things in Pilgrim's Progress about trying to make something of your life and trying to find goodness in your life. And then she would see her parents behaving towards each other in this really way where they were screaming at each other and fighting all the time. So she really had nobody that she could trust or believe in. So she starts writing a diary. And in the fashion of the day, girls call their diaries memory books. So eventually, the memory book becomes Mem, and Mem is her most trusted confidant and friend, who she can just tell anything to. She tells everything that happens between AJP, everything that happens later on in her life when she at 19 starts traveling to Europe and has very self-destructive relationships with men. And Mem becomes just so close to her, and in turn, the reader becomes Mem because she's confiding everything to her closest friend.
And that's what makes the story so tragic, because we, the reader, as Mem, want to be able to cry out to her, to reach out to her, to say, stop what you are doing.
Yes, and try to, because she is intelligent, but she doesn't have that core of strength that I think probably we're either born with or not, that can survive all these things that she goes through. But she never loses her innocence. The relationship starts. She is an innocent, and she's pulled into it, and it's a game, and it's fun. And also, he's giving her ether, which feels good. She calls it creamy dreamy. And creamy dreamy, then later, when she's 19, and he rapes her, becomes horror, horror, horror. And then she has a breakdown, and the family moves from Boston to New York, and they live really off of blackmail money that A.J. Peters gave them until Star Faithful died.
You do allude to in the book that the historical fact is that once the diary was recovered, that it was too explicit and too awful to even leak to the tabloids.
Apparently, that even the tabloids at the time wouldn't print what was in them, and nobody knows what has become of the diary. I mean, it doesn't exist. What I have done as a novelist is use the framework of the facts of the story, and all of my research was done through newspapers.
I couldn't imagine any tabloid today being unwilling to print any portions of this fictional memory book.
Today, not.
But you have to put yourself in the period of the early 30s and figure
20s,
out what...
Yes.
At the time of her death, when the newspapers...
Yes.
When sensibilities were a tad different than they are today.
Totally different. Also, the very fact that they could travel together. I mean, they went to trips to Europe on the Aquitania, and they stayed at the Ritz in Paris, and then they went to the Plaza Hotel and checked in as Mr. and Mrs. And I mean, it's today it wouldn't be possible. I mean, the media would immediately, instantly know.
But in a way, sadly, this kind of thing still goes on, but now it's driven deep underground, isn't it?
I think that's probably true, yes.
I mean, in this day and age, they could do it more or less openly.
Yes.
Or at least not as clandestinely. But today, sadly, all you have to do is pick up the tabloids and read that this kind of thing does
yes.
go on.
Yes. Well, it's a very compelling story told in her voice. And the voice is very real, and it's psychologically absolutely right on. And anyone reading it, I think, will, even if they have not had similar experience, there are things in it that I think women will respond to and fascinated by.
I couldn't help thinking, as you put on, as a writer, as you put on the cloak of your character and begin writing in her voice and assuming her personality and taking on her characteristics and thinking the way she thinks,
yes,
for the purpose of the writing of the book, it must have been a very painful experience for you to know what she is going through, to try to imagine the kinds of emotions that are driving her, the kinds of pain that she must be feeling.
Well, it was so interesting. When I was writing, I often would almost go into a trance, and I would write for 5 or 6 hours straight without stopping for anything, and wouldn't know what I'd written until I read it. And then, of course, I write longhand in pencil. And so it was really like I hooked into her psyche, and it flowed it flowed out and in a sense wrote itself. And that was very fascinating to me. And then, of course, comes the agonizing. I mean, I do a lot of rewriting once I see it typed up and so forth. But the initial, many of the initial situations, when I would start to write, I would hook into the situation that I was writing about. And then it was like I just communicated with her psyche. And
you're not into channeling and all that, are you?
Well, I mean, I certainly don't think of it in that way, but it was very often a very mystical experience of writing experiences that certainly I had not experienced. But, of course, everything is autobiographical, really. I mean, it's in the unconscious, and we use things. How do we know how it falls together or where it is or where it may have happened and we forgot it and this kind of thing? And all of these things, are what a writer uses, and it's very hard to define really where it comes from. But I know her voice is real, and I'm having a lot of trouble letting it go.
I was just going to say, when you reach the necessary conclusion to the book, did you? Was there a sense of loss?
Well, there really is, but you never lose that which you love, and I really love her a lot, and I hope people understand her, and you never lose what you love, so she'll be part of me forever.
And I must say also, without giving away any part of the ending, I found it a very logical
and
very believable.
Psychologically.
I think you've come up with a very good explanation for this long unsolved mystery.
Because the guilt of the innocent is the hardest to bear, and all people who have the experience she had or who are orphans or who very often children of divorce feel it's their fault and they feel this guilt, which of course has nothing to do with logic because it's not their fault. But they in turn want to punish themselves and also punish the person who has made them feel that they are guilty. And so in the end of the Memory Book of Star Faithful, the way I've resolved it, I think answers both of those questions.
In a very satisfying way, but
yes.
It's also, I felt a sense of loss. I felt, again, as Mem, you feel helpless. All you can do is observe.
Well, when I wrote the last words of the book, which, goodbye, Mem, I just thought, I don't know, it was very difficult.
Sent a chill down my spine, actually. It was to know the finality of what she was, what you were writing in her.
Yes.
Do you get the sense that the actual diary would have been similar? Would have been very much like you imagined?
I think she was talented, and I think she had the potential for talent. I think she probably could not have been the Memory Book of Star Faithful has a flow to it, and it appears to be to fall on the page, but technically, it really does take a lot of work.
<Yes.
laughs> I worked 4 years on this to sort of achieve that. A lot of it also, I think, is very funny.
I'm Bill Thompson, and now I've heard everything.